Welcome to another episode of the Daily Stoic Podcast. On Thursdays, we do double duty, not just reading our daily meditation, but also reading a passage from the book, The Daily Stoic, 366 Meditations on Wisdom, Perseverance, and the Art of Living, which I wrote with my wonderful co-author and collaborator, Stephen Hanselman. And so today, we'll give you a quick meditation from one of the Stoics, from Epictetus, Marcus Aurelius, Seneca, then some analysis from me, and then we send you out into the world to do your best to turn these words into works.
I'm just about to go into the studio to record my latest audiobook. My wife and I have been listening to audiobooks. We've been listening to audiobooks in the car as a family just to keep our kids off screens because Audible is amazing. And Audible is also the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases and next-to-listen recommendations to satisfy every type of thriller listener. If you want breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that will enthrall you, even brand new and exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, well, then you want to check out Audible. My wife and I were just raving about this true crime audiobook that we read called Furious Hours. And then I've been raving about this book, Night of the Grizzlies, which I loved. Audio piques the imagination and it brings thrillers to life. And as an Audible member, you can choose one title a month to keep from the entire catalog. Visit audible.com/dailystoic or text dailystoic to 500-500. That's audible.com/dailystoic or text dailystoic to 500-500.
Freedom. To do what? Yesterday was July 4th, which, as most of you know, is a day that marks the celebration of the Declaration of Independence for the newly formed United States. That idea of freedom is an important one, and there's no question that the founding of America was a step forward in the march for freedom across the world, though by no means a complete one. But it's worth taking a minute today, the day after the festivities and celebrations, to reflect: freedom to do what? Independence from what? We live in a time of unprecedented prosperity. Old constraints, religious, social, political, have broken down, mostly for the better. Yet so many people are miserable. So many people are imprisoned in lives of excess, meaninglessness, and stress. We struggle with the tension between what we can do and what we should do. This is, in fact, a timeless struggle. Anyone who has read Thomas Ricks's wonderful book, First Principles, or listened to my great interview with him here on the Daily Stoic podcast, you know that the philosophically inspired founders believed very deeply that liberty from the state was always intended to be checked by private virtue. What Stoicism is, properly understood, is a voluntary system of self-restraint, a framework for unsolicited courage, self-directed education, an uncoerced commitment to treat others well. And this is most necessary in a society where one has the choice to do otherwise. James Stockdale spoke movingly of the flip side of all the freedoms we have in this modern world. He said it's that we're still our brother's keeper. Eisenhower, for his part, tried to remember that freedom was really just the opportunity for self-discipline. Marcus Aurelius could do whatever he wanted. He could have been Nero, or Tiberius, or Hadrian. Instead, he chose to be good. He chose to care about other people. He chose moderation. He chose wisdom. He chose justice. It was a deeply courageous thing to do. Protect your own good. Musonius Rufus, one of Epictetus's teachers, taught that human beings are all born with an innate goodness, or as he put it, with an inclination to virtue. It's our choices that decide whether that goodness comes out or not. We're not bad people, essentially, though we might sometimes do bad things. The purpose of Stoicism, then, is to remind us of that goodness and to help us work hard to protect it. So spend some time this week writing about the choices you can make, the actions you can take to do just that. And this is from the Daily Stoic Journal, 366 Days of Writing and Reflection on the Art of Journaling, on the Art of Living, which I use myself every morning. I love the little prompts. Here is Epictetus's Discourses, who, as you know, Epictetus was Musonius Rufus's student. Protect your own good in all that you do, and as concerns everything else, take what is given as far as you can make reasoned use of it. If you don't, you'll be unlucky, prone to failure, hindered, and stymied. That's Discourses 4:3. And then Marcus Aurelius' Meditations. Marcus, then influenced by Epictetus. So Musonius teaches Stoicism to Epictetus, whose writings then survive and make their way to Marcus Aurelius. Marcus Aurelius, as it happens, is introduced to Stoicism through Junius Rusticus, who loans him his copy of Epictetus. "Dig deep within yourself," Marcus writes in Meditation 7:5-9, "for there is a fountain of goodness ever ready to flow if you will keep digging." I guess what the Stoics are doing here is really pushing back on this notion of original sin, that we're toxic, broken, horrible people, that human nature is something to be feared. You know, there is a darkness in us, but there's also incredible good. And I think the Stoics are talking about, what side of you are you going to nurture? What side is going to come out? What side are you going to look for? What side are you going to reveal? And Musonius and Epictetus and Marcus are all tested in incredible ways. Musonius is exiled 3 times, perhaps 4. Epictetus, you know, experiences the incredible injustice of slavery. Marcus Aurelius is given absolute power. And as they say, power reveals, but I think also adversity reveals. And in both Musonius and Epictetus's case, adversity revealed a goodness, an unbreakable goodness, a commitment, a tenacity, a perseverance, an unswerving belief in these principles that we're talking about now. And in Marcus Aurelius, you know, he wasn't challenged the same way, although life did challenge him with loss and grief and pain and sickness, but it also challenged him with a great bounty of good fortune. And that too tested his character. It tested whether there really was goodness inside of him and what side of him he was going to reveal. So as you go out into the world this week, think about who you really are underneath. Think about what kind of character you've been cultivating. Let's show people who we are and who we can be and what we actually believe. As Marcus says, let's not waste time arguing what a good man should be. Let's be one. Let's be the best we can for ourselves, for our family, for our world. And I'll talk to you soon. Those 4 virtues, courage, justice, temperance, wisdom, those are the checks, the balances I try to keep in my own life. I carry this 4 virtues coin in my pocket, which you can check out. store.dailystoic.com. But those 4 virtues, remember, you're free to do whatever you want, mostly whatever you want. But the system, the virtues, the code you live by has to tell you what you should do, not just what you can do. So check that out. Talk soon. So check that out. Happy 4th of July. Talk soon. Hey, Prime members, you can listen to The Daily Stoic early and ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today. Or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus in Apple Podcasts.